Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Well, I told you how I recently reached out to apologize to Ross for random topics to start our conversations. So I think it's okay. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Why don't you do the honors?
I didn't necessarily need to drag Ross into this, but I mean, I'm happy to.
Wouldn't you love to know his take?
I'm happy to engage. Ross, I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday. 93 and an 80 from June 28th of this past summer from Spain. How much of a hurry should I be in to make sure I pay that?
That is incredible. First of all, 93 and an 80.
Well, it's kilometers.
You're talking kilometers?
Yes. Yes, Spain.
He wants to make it sound faster.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said here. First of all, we live in America. And if you get a speeding ticket involving kilometers, that's rule number one. You don't have to pay it.
Okay.
Number two, if you get a letter in the mail from Spain saying you have a speeding ticket, unless you think there's any chance you'll ever go back to Spain, you also don't need to pay it.
I think these
number
are
three,
good points so far.
Number three, I think it should be illegal to send speeding tickets in the mail from like a video camera. If you didn't have a cop that caught me, then it didn't happen. Because how am I supposed to talk a video camera or a letter out of the ticket? That's not fair. This is we used to live in a proper society. There should be a negotiation and a discussion. I probably got pulled over, I don't know, three or four times when I played for the Bills. I don't remember getting one ticket. I may or may not have mentioned that I played for the Bills.
That can't hurt, I guess.
Were any of these occurrences being pulled over in Spain?
No, I've actually never been to Spain. I would love to go to Spain.
Right.
I love the idea of somehow Bulldog, he comes upon some wealth. He's vacationing in Europe on the regular, and somebody in the group has an idea, you know, right over there is Spain. If we wanted to just jump over there for a day in Spain, and either you don't because of this ticket from 2024, or you do, and they're waiting for
you. If something happens, right.
That would be awesome.
I think it could be pretty cool. I mean, I'm going to be 60 in July, so, I mean, this is diminishing by the minute here for me. Like, the coolness factor of having a country I can't go to. So we're on this thing you're describing. Like I'm somehow independently wealthy despite working my entire professional life in AM radio.
Right. That might be the coolest thing about it. Like, hey, you want to go to Spain?
I can't. I'd love to, but I can't.
I'm not allowed in.
Portugal, fine. No Spain.
Is there a list of countries you can't go to? That's the list. Spain is the whole list.
What did you? Bulldog? What did you do that you're banned from Spain? I drove a rental car.
A little bit too fast.
Right.
A little bit too fast.
13 kilometers an hour over the posted limit.
I believe Ross has spoken, and Bulldog is going to tear that thing up.
Thank you for taking the question, Ross.
Ross Tucker. So here we go. Playoff time, Ross. And the Bills draw Denver. They're pretty healthy. The Broncos are really the question, like whether or not this is a team that's coming off a pretty nice win, I mean, against the Chief backups. But everybody wants to know how good they are. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think any team that makes the playoffs, any team that has double-digit wins is good. So they're good. But I would submit to you, I think that they are probably the worst team that made the playoffs. I mean, I'd have to go and check. I'm pretty confident that they probably have the worst odds to win the Super Bowl. You know, out of the 14 teams that are in it, for example, you know, the Eagles have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl, but the Packers, the seventh seed in the NFC, they're seventh. So the Eagles are fifth, but the Packers are seventh. There's not a big spread there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think the Bills are what, third or fourth. They're definitely ahead of the Eagles. And I didn't go that far to look and see which team was dead last to win the Super Bowl, but I would think it's Denver. I would think Denver would be the dead last, least likely playoff team to go to the Super Bowl and win it.
They or Pittsburgh, probably, and part of that is that they have first...
Pittsburgh. Yeah, good call. Pittsburgh's been so bad lately, yeah.
Either one, though, part of it is having the such a tough first matchup, right? Like,
right.
Not every time would the 7 seed necessarily have the worst matchup, but the Bills have been so good. Well, what about the Bills then, Ross? I mean, all the time we've spent, for years now, talking about their chances in the playoffs. Here we go. I guess it's time to find out answers about McDermott in the big spot. I mean, I guess Allen, but Allen has not been under the same kind of scrutiny in this way as McDermott over the years. Their defense has been roughed up a little bit. What do you think of how they look going in?
Yeah, I guess the one thing that jumps out to me is that not going to be an easy path. I mean, I think they'll take care of business against the Broncos, but then it would seem to be very likely that they'll have to play the Baltimore Ravens, who are really good. I mean, you know, on today's Ross Tucker, actually, I take it back, on today's Even Money Betting podcast, my co-host said, and we're going to post this on social media at Ross Tucker NFL at some point, but he said the Ravens are by far the best team in the NFL. Now, keep in mind, he's a professional bettor, and they look very, very closely at yards per play. That's like a major metric for them. And I guess the Ravens average like 1.7 yards per play more than the average, and the second best team is like 1.1. So there are statistical measures out there that would suggest that the Baltimore Ravens, despite their 5 losses, that the Baltimore Ravens are the best team in pro football. And so it seems pretty likely that the Bills will have to go through them, thankfully for the Bills at home, before very likely going to Kansas City.
Yeah, you know, I think Baltimore is getting a lot of credit as the season comes to a close. And by the way, I said that makes it sound like I'm judging it as though they don't deserve the credit. The defense, Ross, we talk about the whole league with you throughout the season here. And I'm sure at the midpoint of the season, it was like, yeah, Lamar Jackson looks great. And they've really got something going here with Derrick Henry. But boy, that pass defense, you can get them. And that has really changed here in the back half of the season for them.
Yeah, they made one major personnel change, and it moved 3 guys, and it's made a world of difference. So they put the rookie, Nate Wiggins, in a corner, opposite Brandon Stevens. Wiggins is a first-round pick, rookie out of Clemson. He's very, very good. He had to pick six in their last game against Bailey Zappi. So what that did was that enabled them to be able to put Marlon Humphrey, who's a really good player, instead of him being an outside corner, now he's playing the nickel, which means he's up near the box, he's blitzing, he's defending the slot receiver, he's making plays in the run game, and then that enabled them to make Kyle Hamilton more of a deep middle of the field safety or move him around a little bit more, and they were really, really struggling at safety. I mean, that was probably the position that was hurting them the most. Eddie Jackson was starting. It got so bad they cut him. They were rotating guys around. Well, now they have Kyle Hamilton. It's like an all-pro safety play in there as opposed to using Kyle as the nickel. So I think you could argue that they got better and arguably a decent amount better at multiple spots by inserting the rookie Wiggins. It's made a huge difference.
How do you feel about the Bills' offense here? I mean, Allen, we know what the ceiling looks like with him, and maybe we'll end up with a narrative here that he's just so on a mission to win that he's able to overcome any challenge, and that could be Lamar too, I guess. But do they have the rest of it right enough for you? I mean, Cook with his 16 rushing touchdowns is massive. The whole idea with their pass offense is to move the ball around, and they end up with 13 wins with Mac Hollins leading the team in receiving touchdowns with five. So how good do you feel about their offense as a whole?
Yeah, I guess I feel really good. I'm kind of over the names or the lack thereof in terms of pedigree. I mean, I saw him score 40-some points on the road against the Rams. I saw him, you know, beat the Chiefs. I saw him score 40-some points on the road against the Lions. You know, they can score points. You know, they have figured it out. Joe Brady, Josh Allen, spreading the ball around, running it with Cook, running it with Josh. They can score points. I guess, if anything, I'd be more concerned with the defense still. You know, that would be the bigger concern to me. I'll give you an example. You know, the week after the Bills played the Patriots, I called Patriots Chargers on NFL Network, and the Patriots couldn't do anything against the Chargers. I mean, like, nothing. Meanwhile, the week before, on the road in Buffalo, they had, like, controlled the action in that game against the Bills. They had a season high in first downs. You know, they were right there. If they didn't have some turnovers in the second half, they very easily could have won the game. And so that would probably be the more troubling aspect to me, especially if they have that inevitable game against the Baltimore Ravens. Man, the Ravens' offense is nasty. Like, very, very, very difficult to stop. I'd actually be fascinated to hear. I can't wait to see what the betting line is for that game, if it happens, which I hope it does.
I would guess Bills by less than 3, I would think.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They might be a one or, you're better at this than me, I think 1 or 2 point home favorite, which maybe it depends a little bit on this week.
I wouldn't go above 2.5.
But think about this, guys. Think about the difference in the past between, you know, like the Bills, they got to win a game this weekend and stay healthy, but they got to win a game against a real NFL team that has done some really positive things in the Broncos. Then they got to beat the Ravens, who are very, very good. You know, one of the 5 teams I can actually see going to the Super Bowl and winning it. Then they got to go play at the Chiefs. Whereas the Chiefs, They play nobody this weekend. They're off. Then they host either the Chargers or the Texans, more than likely. You know, there could be an upset, but more than likely. Neither one of them really scares anybody, certainly not the Chiefs. I don't know. It just kind of feels like the Chiefs only have to win one game at home to get to the Super Bowl again.
Do you have a particular take on turnovers? And there are people who feel like it's more luck than other people feel. I wonder about you as a former player. The Bills have not lost a fumble since week four. They have two lost fumbles this season, one in the opener and one in week four, both by Allen. It's that sack trick play against right. the Ravens. That's the last lost fumble by the Bills. Eight turnovers on the season. And so, again, Ross, there'd be different schools of thought on whether that either speaks very well, both sides of the ball. They were third in the league in takeaways. Whether that speaks very well about your team or where it's maybe a little bit more luck-driven than you'd like for, you know, your confidence.
I think the two aspects of that are not luck are usually your quarterback and your pass rush. A lot of times turnovers are created by having a ferocious pass rush. And so I think that whether it's fumbles or tip balls or, you know, pressure on the quarterback leading interceptions, I think that is in large part, a product of the pass rush. And then, you know, there are quarterbacks that do a terrific job protecting the ball. And we all know who they are and, you know, Brady or whoever over the years. Mm-hmm. And then there are quarterbacks like Will Levis or people, you know what I mean, who do a terrible job protecting the ball. And so I think that's an area where Josh has greatly improved during his career. But I would also say that, you know, turnovers are not a predictive statistic at all. I would say they're probably the least predictive statistic, right? Like, you know, the Bills could be plus 20 or whatever they are for the season, plus 12, but that doesn't really help them if they're minus 3 on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe they're due for a fumble. Maybe you just jinxed the mic and maybe everybody should hate you forever if the Bills lose. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, that's probably going to happen anyway. Plus 24 on the season. Yeah. Kind of amazing to be so good at both. Fewest turnovers and most takeaways. Ross Tucker on the...
You know what's interesting about that, Mike? Yeah,
yes.
I'm sorry, just to jump in.
Please.
That would be like my co-host on the Even Money betting podcast. He would say to you that there is a high level of luck and variance in that, and that is an indicator that the Bills aren't really as good as their record indicates, right? Like... Mm-hmm. You know, he'd also say, yes, the Chiefs are 15-2, but they won every one-score game. You know, they really are probably more like a 12-win team, whereas the Ravens are a 12-win team that lost the one-score games and really should be more like a 15-win team. It's just interesting the statistics that they value and that they don't think – they think there's a lack of randomness with yards per play because mm-hmm. it's such a large sample size of every play the entire season. Whereas, you know, one score games can go either way, turnovers, you know, ball bounces this way, ball bounces that way. It's an interesting way to look at it. That's for sure.
I would be right in line with all of that, by the way. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
By the way we're talking and the way you're talking, you don't really think Pittsburgh has much of a chance in Baltimore on Saturday night, do you?
No, I'll be on the sideline for that one. I got a great – I don't know if I told you guys this already. I got a great great little weekend. So, well, first of all, Penn State Notre Dame, which was by far the most important game of my childhood, growing up with Penn State season tickets in a Irish Catholic family, my dad's side. So I went to Penn State Notre Dame 5 years in a row, three times at South Bend. So for them to be playing Thursday night is incredible. The only fly in the ointment there is that my daughters are in Alice in Wonderland that night, And the younger one is little Alice, and the older one's like the lead, Alice. So I will not be watching the first half of Penn State Notre Dame.
I'll let you know what happens.
I will be prioritizing my daughters, of course. But then this weekend, Saturday, I'm on the sideline for Steelers Ravens, which Baltimore Stadium is probably an hour, 15 minutes from my house in Hershey. Like an hour 15, mm-hmm. It's not far at all. So I'll go down there, do the game, drive back. Sunday, go to church with my family. Then I'll drive, I don't know, hour and a half to Philly, and I'm in the booth with Tom McCarthy, Western One National Radio, right after your game for Packers-Eagles. Then I'll drive home. I'll be home by like, I don't know, 9:30. It's great. It's like the dream weekend. No planes, no hotels, but I'm double dipping. NFL playoff games.
Not bad. By the way, Bulldog can watch Penn State for you while you go to your daughter's performance. You really can't swap that, though. Like, you can't have Bulldog go to the show tell you how it is, and then you watch the football game. You really can't flip that.
No.
No, and interestingly, there's three shows, Thursday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, the Saturday show is Saturday night as opposed to being Saturday matinee or something. Mm-hmm. Saturday night when I'm going to be in Baltimore. And then the Sunday show is the matinee when I'll be in Philadelphia. So,
you're stuck.
That's a bummer, but that's also why I will be totally, utterly locked in Thursday night, because Penn State Notre Dame is just a fandom thing. It's not a work thing. And I'll be home to be able to watch the second half, which, if you ever notice, right, you really only ever talk about the plays in the second half anyway. I mean, the first half matters. But how many times do you really, the next day, think about, if it's a close game? Now, if it's a blowout, maybe, but if it's a close game, you don't really spend very much time worrying about or talking about the things that happened in the first half. It's like the second half's the thing. Those are the plays that you think about, that if that had gone this way or that had gone that way. So,
it'll
be cool.
100%. Ross, thank you. Sounds like an incredible week ahead for you. So, enjoy that, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, make sure you guys win so we can keep talking, please.
Yes.
So, very, very important. Everybody remember, you can find them on social media if the Bills have four fumbles on Sunday.
Even one.
And they lose. Mike Shope is the name.
Remember, everybody, fumbles are luck, but talking about them is not. Talking about them is real.
It's poison, right?
Yes. All right. Thanks, Ross.
See you guys.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.
One thing I was thinking about, your speeding ticket came to us on X, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody said they got a speeding ticket in Italy going 1 kilometer over the limit. And when you were talking about that earlier, I realized it's not even that bad. That 93 and 80
right.
Doesn't seem that egregious. Plus, if you're 80, you got to have a pretty liberal, stance on speeding. I mean, it's 80 already. Well, kilometers. But still, I was thinking, I wonder if it's just one over is enough, and they're going to send you that ticket. And this guy in Italy says that happened to him.
Yeah. Good point made by, a couple of different people here. Spanish police also patrol in Portugal, so I may have to stay away from Portugal. I may get credit for being banned from Portugal along with this. And Scott made a good point here. The rental car company, not in Spain, could hold me till maybe I want to avoid the rental car company I use because I might get flagged there. Maybe I'll have trouble renting a car and end up in jail or something.
You should just never go out.
I'm not going to do that. But I think I can. I know the name of the rental car company. I remember it. I've seen it here. In fact, I think the last time I went out west, we rented a car from this company. But there's others. So I think I can avoid them. And there's a lot of other places to go. I mean, I loved Spain, but I don't need to go back to Spain. We did Spain.
I gotta get to Italy. Look into how well these countries communicate with each other when it comes to this sort of thing. They might all know about you by now. And they're on the app. They're listening on the app.
Banned in Europe.
Banned in Europe.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
And according to Ross, Canada.
Right.
Because it's kilometers, so you should not have to pay a speeding ticket in Canada. Right. I'm in here paying the tolls from that 407.
Oh, my God. I got another one of those from, well, the same trip. That bill just finally came. Yep.
They take their time with that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Our list, we got one last week from September. So, but, you know.
I don't bureaucracy. Know, I don't know what happens if you don't pay those. All I know is there was a guy that we were pretty tight with when we played on the Regals those 2 years, and that was those same trips that you're taking now with your daughter, or had been in the past anyway.
Yep.
And he had a stack of that crap. He's like, I'm never paid. I never paid him. I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm not paying.
Interesting. I owe one. All right, lots to ponder here. 803-0550 for your calls. Bills and Broncos Sunday at 1. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.